Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 169 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about the paranormal again.
Again, yeah. So, we got an email about the paranormal, so I'll let you read that.
Well, first, I think the listeners should know we also do a blog called Paranormal Partners.
Okay.
And apparently this woman saw the blog and sent us an email.
Okay.
She says, "My grandson is seeing something in our house. Is there some way you can contact me to speak about it?" And I sent her an email back, said, "We'd love to talk to you, and when can we do that?" And this morning, she sent another email saying, "Call sometime today."
Okay. So you want to call her?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to set up a time and appointment, I guess?
Yeah. Friday would be great, but we have another paranormal investigation at one of the museums on that night.
Mm-hmm. Well, you also want to talk to sit down with this woman and tell her what to expect and what not to expect, too.
Well, anybody who's ever watched any kind of show on, like, Ghost Hunters or whatever, they ought to know what to expect.
Also, in what they do and don't is a big difference.
Well, and I have a release form that they'll have to sign before we'll do anything.
Okay, yeah, because I don't want these people to think this is going to be the next Conjuring or some shit like that. So, sorry, didn't mean to cuss. Yeah, I just don't... So, what happens if we bring these ghosts home?
I guess you'll live with them.
No, we're going to have some issues. Well, that's kind of interesting. Are you excited?
Yes.
Okay. Hopefully it's not dangerous. Why are you looking at it that way?
How could it be dangerous?
I don't know. Ghosts can have superpowers.
Oh.
I'm teasing. Gosh, you're no fun. Okay.
What is your earliest or most significant paranormal experience?
God. None stand out, really. I know that I've had some, but I can't think of any right now off the top of my head.
You haven't experienced anything at work?
Oh, yeah, at work. There's a ghost there at work. A middle-aged woman. Or mid-20s, I would say. But yeah, she was murdered and raped in the bathroom. And you'll see her at night occasionally.
Hmm. Do you have an alibi?
No, well, it was before I lived in Kansas. Before I might have been... 2 or 3 at the time when it happened, so I don't think I raped and murdered a woman in Kansas when I was in New Jersey and a toddler.
What was in that building then?
It was a pool hall.
Oh.
So, yeah, she went back to Tinkle and something more nefarious took place after that.
Hmm.
But yeah, numerous people that I work with have seen her too, so it's not just me. It's a woman in a white dress or a blue, like a light baby blue dress.
Hmm.
And she's always walking towards the bathroom.
At least it's not a woman in white, because everybody seems to have a woman in white.
To or from the bathroom, she'll walk. So, but it is interesting. She startles you every time you see her, so. But it's nothing. You're just rolling your eyes at me.
Well, no. I don't think your work is interested in us coming out.
Why's that?
Because they haven't.
We've just been busy, Bear. So, I mean, that's the, you know, she'll be able to have you out anytime you want her out. It's just we've been busy, so one of those things that kind of go to the wayside when you don't think about it, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, I know that she is definitely interested, so I'll just bring it up to her again. What is your earliest or most significant paranormal experience?
Well, most significant wasn't a ghost.
Okay.
It was when I was in Boy Scouts.
Okay.
Our troop had a rule that we had to go camping every month.
Okay.
Which kind of ruins you for camping for the rest of your life, but... There was one time we had a campfire in the middle of a clearing, and somebody mentioned something about getting the star chart out, or they had brought their star chart with them, and they wanted to look at the stars. And we looked up, and there were no stars in the sky, and it wasn't cloudy. It turns out on the horizon, you could see a few stars, and they would wink out. And it became apparent after a while that there was something completely dark.
Covering the sky?
Straight overhead that was covering most of the sky where you couldn't see the stars.
That's crazy. It's creepy.
We never heard anything. We never saw any lights. We just saw
black.
A big black disc.
Wow.
Overhead.
Did it scare you guys?
No. We were fascinated.
Okay.
I wish I had a telescope or binoculars or something. We didn't that time.
You may see them look up there and they're all going like this, looking down at you. Sorry. Yeah, that's cool, though. That's really cool. A little frightening, but that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. We weren't frightened. We were just fascinated by it.
But it's neat, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where did you grow up, and what did that affect your beliefs or experiences?
Well, I grew up here in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
I think what affect my beliefs and experiences the most is that my whole family is into paranormal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My parents used to go to UFO conferences all over the country.
Well, that's how they contact their people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really into it, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they travel across the U.S. to go to these conferences, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Not so much the ghost stuff.
More the UFO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister subscribes to Gaia.
What's Gaia?
It's a TV channel all about paranormal stuff.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, I know she's a believer in all that stuff. And you pretty much, you're into it also, too.
Yeah. I can't call myself a believer because you have to have faith to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't.
You don't have faith in it?
But I think it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. What do you find more interesting, paranormal or the UFO?
UFOs are paranormal.
Okay. Like ghosts compared to UFO.
I think I'm more interested in EVPs, electronic voice phenomena.
Okay.
Where you pick up voices on like a tape recorder or a digital recorder.
Okay. Well, that seems interesting.
Do we have a question about that? Yeah, we do later. I'll cover that later.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a UFO, a cryptid, or a ghost?
Ghost, yeah. UFO, I don't believe so. A cryptid, no.
So no Bigfoots or
no.
Chupacabra? You haven't seen the Jersey Devil?
No. Not as common as you think he would be.
The Jersey Devil isn't that the mascot of
the NHL team?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's busy
and
traveling.
You've seen him.
Yeah. But no, I have not seen any of those. How about you? Have you? Well, you said you've seen a UFO.
I've seen a UFO. And I don't think I've ever seen any kind of ghost.
Right.
We've heard here in the house just about this time last year when we were going to do the previous paranormal investigation. There was something in the attic that was shuffling around,
mm-hmm.
and we never did figure out what it was.
No. That's when you first started getting into all the paranormal stuff.
Yeah, I think intent may have something to do with it.
Hmm.
Because you know, it was something we were thinking of, something we were preparing for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that helped to manifest it in some way.
Yeah, it could be.
I think our emotions are very strong, and I think they can influence things. And fear is probably the strongest emotion you have.
Probably. Yeah. But it was interesting when it was happening. Frightening.
It was scary, yeah.
Yeah.
But also fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe a time when you felt like you were being watched or stalked?
No.
Never?
No. That would freak me out, really. That would really, really freak me out, I think.
Hmm.
That's like one of my biggest fears is like someone like following me, like stalking me. Yeah, that would really, really creep me out.
Hmm. Like, I've experienced that many times.
Really? Like, if I came home one night in the dark and I came down the alley and I turned around and saw someone standing on the sidewalk, like, following me, I'd flip out, probably. Just scares the crap out of me. Well, why? There's something wrong. You're doing something that I know is not right. So, yeah. Or, like, yeah. Mm-mm.
I believe that my grandparents at their farm, I believe they're barn was haunted.
Oh, really?
Because sometimes they would send us out to the barn to get something at night, and there was no lights in the barn. And you could walk towards the barn just fine, but when you were coming back, it felt like something was right behind you the whole time.
No, that just gives me the willies just thinking about it.
And I'm not the only one. Everyone in my family has
just felt like someone was walking behind you, or...
Yeah, like you're being watched.
Really? Yeah, that would freak me out. I wouldn't go to that barn again. You wouldn't catch me dead.
Probably why they asked us to go get stuff so they wouldn't have to.
Yeah. Do it. You know, with that, or we'd be going without. Because I would be caught dead going to that barn. Hmm. Nope.
Yeah, it's gone. It's
in my old house that I lived in. The basement gave me really uneasy feelings about like that. It just
most just, people, if they have a spot in their house that frightens them, it's usually the basement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would run up the steps in my old house because of the basement.
Hmm.
Just yeah, even after it got finished, it still gave me the creeps. I always felt like someone was right behind me, or just right like chasing me up the steps.
Hmm.
So. I don't know why. Nothing particular has ever happened there. It just gave me the willies.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What was it like to have an experience with a haunted house or object?
That's a good question. It's frightening. I mean, you know, out of any experience I've had that's similar to that, it's just frightening. It makes you question things. What do you think?
The barn wasn't a haunted house. I guess you could say it was a haunted barn.
Yeah.
And that was definitely an overpowering feeling.
Mm-hmm.
As far as objects go, we like to go to museums, and there's one here in town that we often go to, and they have a bunch of really creepy objects mm-hmm. in there. They have some shrunken heads. I think they have two mummies.
You're talking about the Museum of Hidden Treasures?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you're talking about Cedar County with the dolls.
Oh, yeah, the county museum. Yeah. They have a bunch of creepy old dolls.
Victorian dolls. But, yeah, the Hidden Treasures one's spooky, too.
Uh-huh. So, as I said before, I think fear can manifest things. Mm-hmm. And objects that scare you, I think, have kind of a power of their own.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
How did you begin investigating the paranormal?
I haven't really investigated it, and I think it's more of a question for you, I think.
Yeah, I suppose.
So?
I think that's mainly because we do a podcast.
Mm-hmm. You're looking for subject matter?
Well, that. And we have all these recorders, these very fancy audio recorders that are capable of picking up a pin drop somewhere.
Hmm. That's interesting.
And that got me interested in electronic voice phenomena.
Hmm.
So I started using it. I started going places, asking questions, and I would get responses.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Pretty much, yeah. Now, there's hundreds of hours of podcasts that we recorded that I got nothing but you and I talking.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we had any intent to pick up anything during mm-hmm. those.
Yeah.
I think your intentions have something to do with it.
Mm. Yeah, probably. So it seems like whenever I see videos online or anything like that.
Yeah. There was a recording I made at Garvey Park, which is right next to the river.
Mm-hmm.
And there is this woman who strings out like a whole sentence, but it's weird, weird stuff.
Hmm.
Like you can't be bothered by me, and you, God, I wish I could remember all the words. But there was like three phrases.
Really?
And something like, you can't be bothered by me, and or you can't acknowledge me, and something about killing my mother.
Really? You just picked this up out of the blue?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
And I mean, in a very distinct voice.
Huh.
Which I did not hear with my own ears.
You got it through when you were listening to the recorder.
Yeah, after listening back. And it makes me think that there must have been some crazy person in the park.
Yeah, they're talking like that.
I never saw any woman at all.
Mm-hmm.
But water carries sound
yeah.
differently, and yeah. she could have been clear on the other side of the
That's
river,
true.
Blathering off
yeah.
literally crazy things.
Yeah.
And it picked it up.
And carried it all the way over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
It was not loud enough to hear, but you know, when I bring the volume up on the, I could, that's the only logical explanation I can think of. Otherwise, there's just like really crazy ghost there.
That's crazy. That's interesting. Very interesting. All right. What methods do you use for investigation?
Well, of course, we use our digital recorders.
Mm-hmm.
I have a night vision camera, which we haven't really got much of a chance to use. Mm-hmm. We used it at Theorosis Bridge.
Yeah.
And I don't think we picked anything up with that camera. But with my cell phone camera, I picked up all kinds of weird, like, light streaks.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Well, I've shown them to you. Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Yeah. Well, you showed me a lot. That's why, yeah.
And we did pick up a weird sound that would rise and fall
mm-hmm.
on the recorder
mm-hmm.
at the Theorosis Bridge. But we haven't had a chance to use that camera very much. I plan to on our next investigation on Friday.
Okay.
Oh, we also have a theremin.
Mm-hmm.
A theremin is a musical object, and you
Star
play it by moving your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the closer you move your hand to it, the pitch changes and the volume changes. And I would think if there was something in the area, a theremin would detect it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't really had a chance to use it for that.
Yeah, and mess with it and get used to it. So, anyway, yeah, the theremin's kind of hard to use, I think, anyway. What do you think is the cause of these phenomena?
I think the mind is more powerful than we give it credit for.
I agree with that.
That's why I hate to use the word ghost, because I don't know that these are dead people.
Mm-hmm.
It may be possible for a living person to do the same thing if they just had the power.
Yeah. So you think it could be something else besides just ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's interesting.
There is something they call astral projection, where you basically mentally leave your body and go somewhere else. And I would think, how would I put that? I would think somebody who's into the paranormal would be interested in doing that.
Yeah.
And possibly messing with a ghost hunter somewhere.
Probably, yeah. You wouldn't be interested in that, would you?
Mm.
All right. Do you believe in ghosts and why?
I think I just answered that.
Yeah.
But I don't not believe in ghosts. How's that?
Okay, that's fair. I believe in them.
Just because you've had an experience with one.
Yeah. What is your favorite paranormal story? What is your favorite paranormal story you've heard?
God, there's so many of them on YouTube.
Hmm. There is a ton of them out there.
And there are YouTube channels where they just basically tell stories
mm-hmm.
that are not true stories.
Oh, really?
So it's hard to
differentiate from what's real and what's not.
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of YouTube is not an altruistic thing. They're doing it for clicks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Most of it.
So, no story stands out to me.
Yeah, neither for me.
Most of the ghost hunting things, it's make that light come on or make a noise or something.
Turn that light on if you're upset.
Yeah, and nothing is very definitive.
No, it's very obscure. I think so people can't come back and say, hey, look, you did do this or you did say that, and they can turn around and say, no, that wasn't that exactly.
Mm.
So it's a way of plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, would you get a joke this week?
Why are ghosts such terrible liars?
Why?
Because you can see right through them.
That's good. It's a dad joke, but it's a good dad joke. There you go. I like that one. Okie dokie.
This was episode 169 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
And Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.